gets up to my knees. Down in the town of Chicago.
Feet playing the streets, it's up to my ankles. Feet playing the streets, it's up to my knees. Feet playing the street, the town of Chicago.
They are going down, and they are going down fast. And it was supposed to destroy Trump, but it hadn't done that. Because we already knew Trump wasn't in there. By his associations, by the people, by the victims. We knew the recycled lies that would be in there. But Trump was convinced it'd bring down the stock market. But it hasn't. And now Trump, when he's asked about it, says, I'm exonerated. See, I'm not in there. Having Bondi hold back the rest of the stuff that I believe there's nothing in there about you makes you look guilty of sin. I got so much of the news. I just keep getting pissed off about this. Because this should be our greatest moment, routing these people. And it is routing them. So I just need to be positive because the whole globalist project's falling apart. It's being dismantled. Their carbon taxes, their pedo rings, their plan to destroy our national sovereignty, the tyrants, the unelected EU is being exposed. We should have good morale because overall we're getting more done in a month than we used to get in a decade against the tyrants. So that's good. I just do not like the slow rolling of all this stuff. And again, I just cannot even imagine what is in the stuff they're suppressing. So let me throw this out at you. Let's open the phones up, and I'll intersperse it with a bunch of news that I'm going to detail here. Your take on Iran strikes, J.D. Vance and Rubio rolling out, pushing it. That tells me what Kiriakou said, that they think they're going to strike this week. What is the aftermath of that going to be? What a roll of the dice. And Trump said he wouldn't let them get nukes, but he said he knocked the nukes out last year. Well, I told you that wasn't the case. People go, oh, now you're for Israel. No. I've been saying for 15 years they have nukes. They just didn't have good delivery systems for them. That's my sources. But who says Iran can't have nukes? North Korea's got them. That's not a good thing, but once they get them, we haven't had a nuclear war yet. See, if somebody's already got nukes and you push them to the edge of a wall, there's a good chance the mullahs aren't going to run to Russia. They're going to start a nuclear war. That's why Eric Prince, not a fan of the mullahs, said that we shouldn't have this happen. So let's talk about Iran strike. What's your take on that? A lot of people from military folks, particularly. But everybody's, you know, welcome. And then also, what do you make of all the Epstein stuff coming out? I mean, this is devastating to the globalists. Toll-free number to join us. We'll open the phones up. 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, long-time callers. I don't care. Just have your point ready to go on air. My pet peeve, and I love you all, is people think like I'm going to screen their call on air. Can I talk about this? Can I talk about that? Yeah, talk about whatever the hell you want. When you're on air, talk.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish Sea Moss was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the sea moss because it's a thyroid issue, and the sea moss has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. Like, it's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formula. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
Information and so-called fake news continues to be rapidly distributed on the internet. Our reality has become increasingly shaped by false information.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the imminent strike on Iran has moved up to the front burner. Here's the Secretary of State and the Vice President beating the war drums.
I think tomorrow Steve and Jared will be there. I think they're on their way there now, actually. And the president was very clear last night that he always prefers diplomacy. But I want you to understand and everyone should know that Iran poses a very grave threat to the United States and has for a very long time. They are in possession, first and foremost, after their nuclear program was obliterated. They were told not to try to restart it, and here they are. You can see them always trying to rebuild elements of it. They're not enriching right now, but they're trying to get to the point where they ultimately can. The other thing I would point you to, however, is that Iran possesses a very large number of ballistic missiles, particularly short-range ballistic missiles that threaten the United States and our bases in the region and our partners in the region. And all of our bases in the UAE, in Qatar, in Bahrain. And they also possess naval assets that threaten shipping and try to threaten the U.S. Navy. So I want everyone to understand that, and beyond just the nuclear program, they possess these conventional weapons that are solely designed to attack America and attack Americans if they so choose to do so.
But the principle is very simple. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. If they try to rebuild a nuclear weapon, that causes problems for us. And in fact, we've seen evidence that they have tried to do exactly that. So the president sending those negotiators to try to address that problem, as the president has said repeatedly, he wants to address that problem diplomatically. But of course, the president has other options as well. On what we need to see from
So they met with the Iranians yesterday, Wall Street Journal's reporting, and said, destroy yourselves, all three nuclear sites, or we're going to basically destroy your entire command and control system, your missiles, your military, everything, just basically a full-on U.S. attack. They're saying Israel is going to join in on this, and that is just going to unify the Muslims even more, break up a bunch of peace deals. And you know Israel, even if they got regime change in Iran, and even if it went the right way, even if all that went just right, Israel's plan that we exposed decades ago and that Wesley Clark admitted to is a greater Israel from the Euphrates River in Baghdad, Syria, Lebanon, Jordan, a bunch of Saudi Arabia. And Huckabee's like, yes, Israel deserves it, and Israel is going to get it. That clip's coming up next hour. We break all this down. But, I mean, just what? And then if you don't support this, you hate Jews. What I hate is foreign governments controlling our foreign policy and demonizing anybody that wants to run their own country. So Israel's really trying to be the villain here, which is hard to do with the mullahs because they're really bad. But when you got Israel and their newspapers and their leaders and their military wearing greater Israel patches, I mean, what are they going to do with all the Muslims in those countries? I guess, oh, we know, that's right. With the Catholic and Jewish charities teamed up, I guess they'll ship them to Europe and here. Yeah. Netanyahu, but even before the Gaza conflict started, it leaked that they wanted to make a deal with Europe and the U.S. to ship 5 million Palestinians here. Here, let me put a bunch of cobras in your bed. You come in and pull down the sheets at night and bite, 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 you're dead. I mean, no. Tell you what, Israel, you just keep your little buddies to yourself, okay? You just keep your little pals over there with you. Oh, they're so dangerous, they can't be anywhere near you, but oh, here, you have some. What a friend, Netanyahu. Thank you. I mean, Netanyahu is just crapping all over us constantly. And then I'm so serious to say, thank you, sir. May I have another? And we've got the military genius, Laura Loomer. That's a joke, by the way. Now Vance says we see evidence that Iran is trying to rebuild nuclear weapons. I thought it was the most beautiful, perfect strikes ever. 10 months ago or whatever it was. How long ago? 8 months ago? When was this stupid seven front war stuff? And then now, if you don't support the greater Israel, you're anti-Semitic. So I'm just completely sick of this. And the people of the West are tired of it. And Israel cannot do this without the United States help. And we should not be drug into this. That doesn't mean I'm allied with Islam. Doesn't mean I want to ship Muslims here. Doesn't mean I'm with Soros and the left. No. You can be against Israel's empire, and you can be against the Muslim empire. Just like the culture's always like, oh, you know, here's your false choice. Here's what you can choose from. You can be a leftist or a neocon. How about neither? And I don't hate the people of the Middle East. I don't hate the Jews. What I hate is their fights, their culture, their wars, their systems being front and center in our discussions, in our lives, and our safety, and us paying for it. I mean, seriously. Israel per capita is way richer than America. How about you send us some money? All right, I'm already going off on this. I want to take calls because you're calling in about it. I'm going to take a bunch of calls, then I'm going to get into the actual new emails that had the head of the WEF resign. The actual CEO resigned. The chairman is Larry Fink. And wait till you see this. Open world government, open secret world government, trilateral commission forming the heart of the WEF. But put that back up. This is just breaking on Iran. House Democrats to force war powers vote on Iran next week, requiring Trump to terminate military force against Iran unless explicitly authorized by the declaration of war from Congress. And I hate to see the Democrats in the right, but this isn't some emergency military operation that the president's authorized to, like blowing up drug boats. This is having a full-scale war. It's one thing to blow up some nuclear sites and say, oh, it was an emergency and we thought it was imminent, even though that's fudging. Now this is, you know what, we got to get your missiles and it's about regime change. And I promise help's coming to the Iranian people. The studies have been done. In most regime change, we end up getting something worse if that's possible. So let's go ahead and go to a month ago, Eric Prince, who's not pro-Iran, warning why this is so dangerous. Here he is.
The question is, who actually takes over? Iran has multi-layers of governance? Sure, the top layer is an awful, putrid one of a bunch of crazy mullahs, not loved by anyone, in fact, hated. But the fact is, if you remove that, who actually takes over? It's not going to be the Reza Pahlavi, the son of the Shah. There is no other natural leader. The protesters in the streets, yeah, some have been killed. Don't know if it's 30,000 or if it's 3,000 or if it's 300. Any number of that is terrible, but not our problem. It is not the primary responsibility of the United States, and I do not want U.S. foreign policy dictated by what is good for Tel Aviv. And I feel like that the Iran issue keeps getting dragged back to the top of the focus. I'm with you. Let's deal with the communists in our own cities and clean that rot out before we worry about Iran exactly 8,000 miles away from the United States.
All right, we got loaded phone lines on Epstein revelations and Iran. Let's start taking your calls. Let's go to John in Missouri. He says, Iran war coming. I agree, we're on that trajectory. I hope this can be diffused. John, what's your take?
Yes, sir. So really, I feel like, again, this really exposes the uniparty that you've been talking about. And really the main reason why I'm actually running for Congress in my area here in Southwest Missouri is because I feel like we as patriots, we need to actually take a stand and actually start moving that ball forward and making a change and taking a stand for true Americans and the American way. You know what I mean? We're not going to put foreign influence in front of everything and on top of it, fight wars that they want us to fight overseas as they fight a culture war here at home.
I agree. How do we derail this? Because, I mean, I think Trump, if they make a deal, will back down, but I don't think Iran's going to make a deal where they give up their conventional missiles.
Yeah, and I feel like that really has to do with, you know, the Zionist element of the Republican Party as well. I mean, how do we convince normal Americans that, you know, we've actually been lied to, especially when it comes to parts of the Bible and our support for Israel and why that actually is not right? I feel like exposing that further is really what we need to do to bring some of those voices on the right back in alignment to where we need, you know, the America First agenda pushed forward.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. We'll take another Iran call. We'll take some Epstein calls. Let's go to Jim in Texas. Jim, thanks for calling.
Hey, Alex. First of all, this issue has been festering since 1979, when we had United States Marines captured from our embassy, paraded on the international television. We should have attacked Iran then. All of this trouble in the Middle East could have been avoided if there had been a less despotic government, I guess would be a good way to put it, in Iran. I agree with you on 99% of the stuff you say, Alex, but the longer we wait to take these guys out, the worse it's going to be. All they did was ship their missiles when we hit them, 8 months ago? All they did was ship their missiles to China and Russia, then they bring them back, and they do the same thing. I'm no fan of Israel, but this is a problem that needs to be taken care of, and we need to take them out with extreme prejudice as soon as possible, Alex.
Look, I'm not going to cry if the mullahs went away and we knew some good group would be there and the people would have real elections. You heard Eric Prince. He's not exactly a dove. Did you hear his concerns?
I did. I served in Iraq. I was in the Marine Corps. I served in Iraq fighting the Shia militia. I served in Afghanistan. All of those extremist organizations would not exist if we would have done what any country would have done.
No, I know. Iran is the real funder of terrorism, the real terror threat. Well, what about all their sleeper cells here? I mean, they really start going down. They're going to activate them.
We've got them right up here in Allen, Texas. I see the Shia Muslims during Ramadan. Deport them. Let's have a country. Let's have a president that's got some guts and wants to use his power. Get Iran. Deport definitely the Shia Muslims. Start deporting people that are not pro-United States.
Here's the problem. Okay, look, in theory, I agree with you. But you know the rest of the story, and I like Reagan, but he didn't want to really get involved. But the neocons, Herbert Walker Bush, they had the nomination. They made a deal with Israel, with the mullahs, to actually, you know, keep the hostages. It was ongoing. They didn't trigger getting the hostages, but they made a back-channel deal. This has been declassified. They made a back-channel deal to hold the hostages until Reagan was elected, until he's about to be sworn in, then hand them over. And then you had Israel trading, you know, the weapons for the money and all the rest of it to then be used to fund the Iran-Contras. So that's Iran-Contra. That's why it's called Iran-Contra. So the same CIA is there. And I just don't trust them. I mean, we'll see what happens in Venezuela, if they can even pull it off, to not put something in just as bad or worse. That's my point, is the CIA actually helped put the mullahs in originally, then made deals with them, double-crossed Jimmy Carter. And then if you go back even before that, Operation Ajax, where we use radical Islamists to overthrow Mossadegh, then double-cross them and put in the Shah. So I'm just, I mean, do you really think that the West is going to let the Iranians self-determinate?
Alex, all of that are important considerations, okay? This is where I come down. Hit Iran with everything we have, turn it into a parking lot or a piece of glass, and let's go from there, period.
Well, you know me, the civilians, they've done internal polls. Upwards of 80% don't like the mullahs.
Absolutely. I think we need to do this. We need to get it done. It's way overdue for us to
Why not just use space-based weapons, the decapitation weapons that are non-nuclear but are kinetically similar, just to kill all the mullahs? They know where they're all at. We'll just kill them.
Okay. I want to see Iran slammed as hard as we can slam them. It's way overdue. Period.
Well, you're doing brain surgery with a baseball bat here, bro.
Got no problem with that with the Iranians.
We'll see. I'm not even disagreeing with you. I'm just... All right, thanks for the call. Chaos erupts as Hillary Clinton halts her FC testimony after MAGA lawmaker took photo of closed-door deposition. Oh, they're mad at Benny Johnson. Boebert did it. Oh, Benny Johnson just got the photo. I love Boebert. She sends me messages all the time asking questions about stuff. A bunch of them do. I love these congresspeople. I have like 20 congresspeople send me messages all the time. What is this true? Can you send me that? And I'm busy and I don't send. They're like, hey, send me all this stuff. And I'm like, oh my God, I need like 5 staff members that are great researchers. They're all great, like Thomas Siska, who can just supply Congress with all the stuff they want. I'm not bragging. I'm just seeing Boebert. Go back to that headline. Who are they blaming? Because they're saying it's Boebert. Chaos Representative Hillary Clinton halts her Epstein testimony after MAGA lawmaker took photo of closed-door deposition. Yeah, Boebert. Oh, my God. Can't take a picture of her lordship. Let's go to Savage Dog in Georgia. Go ahead, Savage Dog. Former Marine.
Yeah. Good morning, sir. I'm a Marine. That has no bearing on this conversation, but I do want to respectfully disagree. I don't care about their Iran's nuclear capabilities. I think that's Persia. It's not Saudi Arabia. They were taken over by the Muslims, and they have an extensive minority of Muslims in that country. And if we can go in there and change that dynamic, then we have this giant country of...
Well, that's right. Know, something like 800 years ago, they only let in a few thousand Muslims, and then within 500 years, they've taken over, and they keep doing it. I mean, you bring Muslims in, they're going to take over.
Correct. So if we can somehow get these mullahs out of there and let the revolution... Like you know, we go and do surgical strikes, and we can get these the populace to go in and govern themselves freely, we might end up with a somewhat majority Christian country.
Yeah, right there is there, a big Iran. There is a big Christian awakening there. They were mainly Zoroastrians and other stuff, but Christianity is spreading underground very fast. It's also in the you know, communities that have fled Iran, a big Christian conversion happening in the numbers I've seen. Here's the problem. It's great to hope all that stuff, but the numbers have been looked at. Did you hear Eric Prince, pretty smart military expert? He is advised against all this, even though he's normally a hawk, because there's some Islamic groups even worse than mullahs there that have a good chance of taking over. Because, again, the general population is not ready to suicide themselves like the Muslims.
Here's the thing. If we do nothing, nothing changes. If we do something, something could change. All right? So you have hope if we do something. I mean, if you do
sure,
nothing...
Sure, it just doesn't have... It doesn't help having Israel running around talking about greater Israel.
I don't care about Israel. I don't care about Israel. Israel can F itself. I'm a Christian. The government of Israel is being the government of Israel. Israelites, Jews, whatever they want to do, they want to do. I'm concerned about the fact that we have Iran, who controls the Strait of Hormuz, who... control.
By the way, their government, their parliament, already passed it 8 months ago. The minute there's a major military strike now, they're going to sink a bunch of ships straight to Hormuz. It'll be closed for months.
Roger that. We'll deal with it. I don't care. Get it done. We don't even need the Strait of Hormuz to do this operation. We showed that in Venezuela. We'll fly Bubba's in, and we'll take care of business. We'll come out.
Okay, listen, I'm going to jump. I'm not saying people are morally wrong like the last two callers that want this to happen. I understand it. If I knew it could be done properly, I'd say, all right. This has been looked at by really smart people, and I'm not too dumb myself, and it's not Venezuela. Because it takes a lot of assets to use the type of weapons they were using and things. And that this is our theater of operations. The Middle East is a whole different shooting match, and we're surrounded by enemies over there and the Houthis. And it's going to be a disaster, folks. And the Iranians do have nukes up their sleeves. And they've already sent missiles in to show Israel they can hit them. And they've got miniaturized weapons. And I know, again, the anti-war people get mad. They go, you're siding with Israel, saying they've got nukes. Now, Israel's been saying for 25 years, they're 2 weeks away. I have multiple sources, and then I talked to other people, and they said, you're not supposed to know that. How do you know that? For more than 15 years, I've told you, Iran has the fissile material and has the jacketing and bombs ready, and in hours could have atomics. Okay, the bombs are more advanced when we drop on Hiroshima and Nagasaki and more miniaturized. Nothing compared to our miniaturization, but they've got them down smaller. And they've got good delivery systems. And, I mean, again, for 25 years, they're 2 weeks away. That's Netanyahu not wanting to admit they have nukes, just like Israel doesn't want to admit they have nukes. And so... That's why I said before they even attacked, 8-9 months ago, I said, watch, next they're going to want all their missiles because it's the delivery systems. And people go, well, that's the argument. Then we need to go in. They've got nukes. No, they have a right to have nuclear weapons. Clinton and the rest of them helped Pakistan get nukes. They shouldn't have done that. Clinton's gave all the missile secrets for reentry devices and launch. First and secondary separation, the avionics, the global mapping, the miniaturization. So I don't want to hear we got to attack Iran because, oh, they're going to get a nuke. They got them. And that's the way it is. There is a way to take them out.
Ladies and gentlemen, methylene blue is incredible. And we have the very best you're going to find anywhere at thealexshowstore.com. What it's done to my clarity, my mind, my focus has just been wild. My workouts have been so much better. We have the best, ultramethylene blue, at thealexshowstore.com. Here's what some of the guests on the show experienced when they took it, and Joe Rogan and others talking about my transformation that methylene blue has been a big part of.
How is Alex doing?
He's great. He lost a lot of weight.
I saw he's getting like... Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's ready for the next
My friend
big...
Sean Johnson's training him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he gets up every morning. He works out for fucking hours. He's lost, I think he's lost 70 pounds at this point. Hmm. He looks fantastic, man.
Yeah.
He looks fantastic. He looks like he's 20 years younger.
I saw Alex Jones, and he looks really good, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's losing all weight.
taking back my health.
You're so good.
That's the only impression I could do.
Hey, Alex looks good, man. Lost some weight. He looks good.
Dude, he looks great.
Yeah.
He works out every day. It's like no Ozempic, no bullshit, no shortcuts.
He's definitely one of my bucket list people to meet at some point.
Oh, I can introduce you to Alex.
Yeah.
We can make that happen for sure.
Come on. It's so noticeable. I was like, wow, he looks handsome.
But I text Alex all the time. I know him. He's just losing weight. But if you go online, there's a lot of people that believe that this is like a different person. He looks great. That's all it is. He looks great.
Here's your daily motivation. Alex Jones is 51 years old. He's been through more shit than you will ever go through. The deep state has come for his life. They have come for his business. They fined him billions of dollars for free speech. Alex Jones has had his rights stripped away. They've tried to take this man's life for speaking truth. Alex Jones went from looking like this to looking now like this. Alex Jones is getting ripped. Alex Jones is getting yoked, showing all of us that no matter our age, no matter what's thrown at us in life, no matter how many troubles or trials that we have, what really matters is who you are on the rock-ribbed inside. Do you have gunpowder in your gut? Do you have some grit in your teeth? Can you be a man in the face of all of it? Your promised struggles in this life, can you punch back? Alex Jones is a motivation and a vibe today.
I started having seizures like a few years ago, and everybody in my family knows I'm a neuroscientist.
What did you do to fix it?
Methylene blue.
I'd take it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mel Gibson was on here talking about it.
This stuff works, man.
I take it every day as well. And
yeah, RFK Jr. told me about it.
Yeah, man, it's fantastic.
What is Bobby Kennedy Jr. dropping into that glass of water?
Plenty of folks are wondering what was in that little bottle he uncorked during a flight.
Methylene blue.
Show her Kennedy taking it. Kennedy literally gobbles it.
He must be doing something right. That ripped bod is 73 years old.
You shouldn't have to tell a doctor about methylene blue. I think everybody should know about it. It's changed my life.
It kind of gives you like a boost of energy. It's not like an energy drink where you get the jitters or like you're just ready for the day and you're never going to sleep. It's more so like it clears the brain fog where you're actually, you know, able to focus more clearly.
You feel instant energy, but without the jitteriness of caffeine and focus. What I felt was focus, mental focus.
For me, it's like a fog lifted, but it was like a veil lifted off, you know? Incredible.
It's really interesting. I almost like feel smarter.
With methylene blue, I do notice that it does seem to give me more mental energy.
I knew what that did for me. I knew that it got me up and walking again, and I was having seizures without it. And let me tell you something, what a blessing.
It is a miracle, and it's been proven for 100 years. It's one of the most well-proven drugs out there. My kids take it, my wife takes it.
Everybody takes it.
What a blessing. I don't care what anybody says. I know what it's like with it, and I know what it's like without it. Yeah.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I have to work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the street. And I'm madder than hell and I ain't gonna take it no more. We tell our kids to just say no. And then some panty waist judge lets a drug dealer go. Slaps him on the wrist and he turns it back out on the town. But if I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up behind and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land.
All right, let's take a few more calls on Iran, and then I'm going to go to a bunch of Epstein calls. I got big news and a bunch more that just broke. This is coming in so fast on that front. Let's go to Jefferson in Virginia on the Iran war. What's your view on it?
Hey, Alex, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I think Trump is going to say in the end, we discovered that the Iranians did have nuclear weapons, and I said they could not have them. So we are going to use every technology we have that's classified to take the mullahs out and their nuclear program. We may even set off a nuke in Iran and say it was theirs that went off. And yes, sleeper cells will be activated here in the United States, but that will just make Congress vote for the war resolution against Iran after we've already struck them.
Well, I know that I talked to someone I really trust who was in the Army, and they were attached to the head general in that region, the head of that whole CENTCOM, and they saw the briefings, they saw the stuff, and they knew. They've got, here's just part of it, I got most of this from other separate sources that I'm able to put it all together, compartmentalize. I wasn't given much classified information, but with pieces I'm able to then put it all together legally. They've got, as you know, this has come out, snooper vehicles driving all around those facilities that can pick up the level of enrichment. And for 20 years, they've had it weapons grade, at least. And then they've also got special aircraft and that have scanners that are not passive. I mean, this is where they fire beams down, and then the systems that pick it up off that they had large amounts of fissile material being moved around. And then then it shifted in the last 15 years to the ballistics, and China gave them a lot of technology thanks to the Clinton giving it to them, and they developed some of their own. So now they have delivery systems, and they have atomic weapons. We don't know how many, but that's the issue. And then people get mad at me and say, you're pro-war now, saying Iran has this. That only bolsters Israel's claims. I'm just reporting what I know. And then I told in the last 9 years, high-level contacts I had about this, they said, yeah, how do you know that? So there you go. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I just think we're going to have to, pull out all the stops and take them out entirely. And, the concern about the Strait of Hormuz is a legitimate one to some degree. But if we unveil technology that we have militarily that can dematerialize things like ships that have been sunk in the channels, then the blocking of the Strait and the mining of the Strait really isn't an issue if we just are willing to let the world know that we have technological advancements that make, Star Trek look like a reality.
Really, from what I've talked to physicists, and it's all super secret, so this is speculation, moving things that big and things underwater, there's a lot that goes into it. And from the physicists I've had on that have been very credible about it, that's why you'll see the orbs, say, around an aircraft or in a sphere, spinning. They got a trajectory. Then they use supercomputers to control it. Then they've got energy systems that manipulate space. And then they've got to have on the other side basically the coordinates and the gate they build to then be able to move it. And it gets into stuff I don't even understand. But does that make sense?
Right. It makes perfect sense. But I'm saying, Ashton Forbes and the dark journalist should get together on like a telethon fundraiser where we give out to the public all this information in a long-form discussion where we just assess what we actually have at our capabilities that we're not talking about openly, but in scientific white papers in the dirds, they're talking about this all the time, about all this future stuff that's, they're 50 years ahead of us, and when are we going to make use of that to just stop World War III before it happened?
No, I hear you. I appreciate your call. Look, I know, because they accidentally declassified it. And so Bob Bowman, the secret head of the Star Wars program, did start with Reagan. And others I talked to, like the former head of Air Force Weapons Development, he didn't give me anything classified, but he said, yeah, that's accurate, General Parton. Then in the 70s and then through the 80s, they have platforms in space that basically have a meteor gun. And when they say meteor gun, that means the technology of firing into a gravity well projectiles that go up to 35, 40,000 miles an hour, and then have the kinetic strength of a tactical nuclear weapon with just 100 pounds of uranium. Again, it doesn't create a nuclear detonation. It's because the mass of the uranium is heavy, depleted uranium. And even in the 70s, they had stuff that would take out a base a mile underground with one decapitation weapon. Just imagine what they got up there right now, okay? And so everybody keeps thinking about nuclear weapons being, the big bad boy. And then they got a whole other class. This is what you call neutron bomb class stuff. And if the Pentagon was crazy enough, and Israel's crazy enough, and you know that if we've got it, they got it. Neutron bombs are easy to make. They've had them since the 60s that we know of. Then you just hit all the main, you know, the main Mullah capital and a few other areas with neutron bombs. The problem is you'll kill everybody else. Depending on the size of the neutron bomb. But even if they have a miniaturized, by miniaturized, I mean smaller radius areas, I don't know if they have that. I mean, you have to kill a lot of, you have to kill hundreds of thousands of people to get all the Mullahs. You'd have to hit them at their command and control sites all over the country. You'd have to hit with small neutron bombs or neutron bomb-like technologies all over the place. And you'd definitely get them because they'd all be dead. And for folks who don't know, there'd be some fires and stuff and car wrecks and things and, you know, stoves left on and things like that. There'd be a bunch of fires with a neutron bomb. But a neutron bomb just puts out a powerful radiation blast. And people that get hit, you know, directly by it die in like a few minutes. And then people that are even bunkered down are going to die in a few days. And it's meaner than hell, too. So you basically microwave everybody instantly, and then you don't have the infrastructure destroyed. I could go on for hours with the weapons. That's all old stuff, by the way. Let's go to one more caller on Iran. And then we're going to do all the Epstein calls here. Let's go to Bart in Florida. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. This planned attack on Iran is probably the worst idea Trump could ever have. Our greatest threat is drug cartels south of the border, north of the border. These guys, we need to kill them all. Let God sort them out. Focus on the drug cartels. Now let Iran destroy itself. Thanks, Alex.
Thank you, sir. Anything else?
No, sir, except please go to thealexjonesstore.com/redneck with a capital R and buy the methylene blue. It's awesome.
And for people who don't know, we have an affiliate program with our sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com, where people get 10% of the total sales price. That's why so many products end up being a loss leader. It's when something's on sale and free shipping sometimes. And then you buy it from an affiliate, which anybody can become an affiliate for free, folks. Then you just put URLs out, thealexjonesstore.com/ whatever your URL is, you know, the tagline, gay frog, whatever. I don't know if that's a real site, but thealexjonesstore.com/redneck, that's this fellow's handle. And then he can go and put it on his email list. He can put it on X. He can put it on Facebook. He can say, hey, you know, here's an article, here's a video. By the way, here's great products. Then folks get paid on that. So absolutely, thank you so much for your support, sir. All right. We have the former CIA counterterrorism head from Afghanistan. He had a whole bunch of other senior positions. John Kiriakou joining us. And then I'm going to continue with calls in the fourth hour, but I'm going to get some more calls right now. I have five stacks of epic Epstein news that I haven't gotten to just today. I can do 10 hours on this alone. This is just unbelievable. And again, it's not just them raping kids and eating them and draining their blood. There's a bunch more of that. I'm saying this. Twilight Zone here, folks. We have the WEF collapsing in front of us in real time with the head of it caught running a secret world government project with Epstein. But it's not secret. They said they were. But it's Epstein as one of the top Trilateral Commission people because he, again, was Rockefeller's stand-in. Rockefeller founded it, created it, ran it, the most important group. They created the UN, everything. Same family. He was the chairman of the New World Order up until he was like 85. And when he's like 70, about 70, he brings in Epstein to be a stand-in. Or like it's like you have the star quarterback and then you got the backup quarterback. Well, if the star quarterback dies in a car wreck, the backup quarterback's now the head quarterback. And I didn't know this till more documents came out. I knew he was important, and I thought like a super ultra gopher. No, he, since about 2005 or so in the documents, they were like bowing down. Oh, sir, you're the, because he had all the keys. It's incredible. And he's calling the shots to the WEF and saying, hey, we're going to have the UN sign over its authority to you. You'll be the new corporate world government. There'll be no oversight. You'll have full UN control. Stacks of emails, right here. 2017, 2018. And then in 2002, the UN officially signs on and gives its power to the World Economic Forum. Because people are reading this going, oh, look, they said the WEF should be the new UN. No, they say a lot more than that, and they did it. And then we, exposing Schwab and Gates and all of them and Fink, it's totally hated. They admit everybody's turning against them, and all their people are resigning in criminal investigations. We are blowing up the Death Star. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And all of his projects, it's carbon taxes and it's DEI and just all of the crap you see worldwide, the drag queen story time, the pedophilia. Got a caller here saying, who's the new Jeffrey Epstein? I'm going to answer this question for you after we talk to the caller, because I can tell you who the new Jeffrey Epstein is, and it's important. Tammy in North Carolina, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Nice to talk to you. I've always wondered, like, it's like crackheads. If their dealer dies, they're going to go get another dealer. If Jeffrey Epstein took off the map or whatever they did with him, who's still doing all this sick stuff to kids and everybody else?
Let me answer that question. Epstein was a super gopher at first, who they had to have manage a bunch of stuff because, as Epstein told Bannon in the interview, they had all these specialists in different areas, banking, you know, spying, you know, military, politics, but all of them are basically educated idiots that only know their specialty. What we're looking for is people that have wide-spectrum disciplines and management to be able to then implement our policy through it. And then if you study deeper into it, the British intel model of using pedophilia to control people was effective the last 80 years, but now they're moving directly into AI and surveillance and control and externalizing the method where they're going from beta with it to pedophilia on TV, pedophilia in the movies, sexualization of children, taking kids away, sterilizing them. That's beyond pedophilia. Killing parental rights, governments in the Netherlands and Canada. Oh, the state's now the ward of this kid. We're going to kill him. That's not even euthanasia. That's state murder. So we are all Jeffrey Epstein now. They are rolling out the culture of Epstein, the culture of these so-called elites, onto everybody. And you have all, you know, all these big rappers and Hollywood people have been running similar systems forever. It's all the same school of thought. It's all the same system. It's just that Epstein happened to also be a key person on the Trinidad Commission and implementing, and, you know, and his girlfriend running the UNC treaty, and then her sister running the FBI total computer systems, national security computer systems, and then her other sister running the UN WEF computer systems. I mean, you see, like, this is the man, and then who are they? I am the Rothschild representative. And now the Rothschilds are admitting, no, Epstein was our main global political lobbyist, representative, and decision maker. So the Rothschilds brought him in, the Trilateral Commission. The Rothschilds funded the Rockefellers and J.P. Morgan as well, you know, 100 years before. So they literally, the Rothschilds said, here's our guy, and put his MI6 Mossad operatives, his wife and or his girlfriend and the sisters in charge of everything. So this is the top of the pyramid at a managerial level for the owners. And so there he is, and he's a devil-worshipping, blood-drinking, Satanist, black magic, warlock, cannibal. Isn't that incredible? That answer your question, Tammy?
Children, they're not just going to stop messing with these kids.
Oh, no, they've got the demons in them want to just tear children apart. I appreciate your call. But, I mean, I told you, like, Jeffrey Epstein is a blood-drinking, child-raping, child-eating devil worshiper. And I say is, even Jesse Waters last night did a great job encapsulating it all. I'll get to it in fourth hour. That two jail guards said they saw him living in a wheelchair, chained up, leaving. They brought out a fake dead body under a tarp for the media. That's in the official Epstein files. DOJ, the U.S. attorney, deputy U.S. attorney said it's a murder investigation. We believe he was killed. Then there's video of a guy looks like Epstein going out the fire escape right before it all happens. They did a head count. There was one less than was supposed to be that night. They turned the cameras off. They sent the FBI in to erase all the cameras hours after he died. That's in the testimony. Confirmed. I think Epstein's still alive. Now, maybe he thought he was getting down. Oh, yeah, you're escaping. That Hillary Rodham Clinton's brother looks just like Epstein. They're all sort of saying, oh, he died 2 weeks before. If you look at the guy they later showed on the stretcher, it looks like him, the ears, the face, everything. So they just brought another dead body. So, regardless, folks, this is all unraveling in live time. And Fox News is reporting stuff now about 2 weeks after we do. I love it. I mean, they're doing 7-8 minute segments that looks like we'd produce them, but even better production. And I'm just loving it. Because you cannot deny this. Then they got another dead body. They did break bones in. Two different coroners looked at it and said the bones are broken in three spots. It goes on and on, folks. It's unbelievable. So John Kiriakou is coming up. He'll be with us about 45 minutes. Please hold because I want to go to you, but I'm going to take a few more calls when we come back in a short segment. I mean, look at this. Epstein jail guards use fake body to trick media waiting outside the prison while pedophile's real corpse was loaded in a van. Now, see, that's even the Daily Mail's disinfo. No. The jail guards said they used a fake body while Epstein was alive, chained in a wheelchair, and put in the back of a van. Oh, and the U.S. Attorney's Office, it's confirmed, digitally signed, signed his death certificate a day before he died. Oh my goodness. I mean, that's coming up. And when I do play that the fourth hour, we'll take what I just said about it and sandwich that on the front of it because we need to get that out on X. Unbelievable. I mean, this is just unbelievable. I am just godsmacked at this point. Now I'm going to go to Brandon and Derek and BJ and James and Miss Lou and Rob and Drew and Carlos. I'm going to go to the oldest calls first. So up next will be Carlos and Brandon. And then Kiriakou comes on about war with Iran. Please stay. If you got to go, understand, or you got to go, try to call back in. Good luck getting back on. But I really want to hear from you. Really want to hear from all of you. And then fourth hour, I'm going to continue with calls and just hit all this other Epstein stuff that's come out. And I haven't even told you 10% of it yet. I mean, I'm sure some of you already know about this, but this is just stunning. Oh, Bohemian Grove stuff about it just came out in the files. But the World Economic Forum collapsing basically under criminal investigation for setting up their secret world government with Epstein, the Trilateral Commission, and the UN, with them all conspiring to have the UN take its orders from the WEF that would take its orders from the Rothschilds. Wow! In the emails. There, the UN is discredited. The UN is not liked. We've always wanted to move to a corporate world government. Let's do it directly and make it the World Economic Forum with the full backing of the Rothschilds and the Trilateral Commission that is the most important globalist managerial group worldwide. And the people that head up the Club of Rome and head up the CFR and head up the Royal Institute of International Affairs, it's like 100 and something people. They're all on the same boards. And Epstein was on the boards. And Ghislaine was on a bunch of the boards. Because they were hardworking, well-spoken, had high work ethics, and most importantly, loved to butcher and drink the blood of children, like their bosses. That's why they all pose with paintings of Lucifer and all the rest of it. They're devil worshippers. Now, we're engaged in world-changing information here. The worldwide satanic pedophile networks, the poison shots, the depopulation, the classified CIA documents about poisoning the food and water and medicines to make us dumb and more docile and controllable and to make us sick and die. Operation Artichoke fully declassified this week. Total vindication of this broadcast. And now our credibility is higher than ever, but it takes funds to operate. So it's a win-win. I sell you supplements, super nutrient compounds that are the certified, best, strongest, highest rated, most loved, totally tested products at thealexjonesstore.com. And we have a massive sale. Alert, alert, alert. I'm saying this live on air Thursday, February 26, 2026. And that means you have until midnight Monday, March 2nd, to get our incredible, highest quality, concentrated creatine, private label, the top brand in the country. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, good for everything. And you get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss gummies. Each gummy is equivalent to like 40 grams or something of Irish Sea Moss. It's so good for you. A bunch of other super nutrients. And our high-quality Shilajit. You get either or. You choose. Absolutely free. That's a $35 value. Absolutely free with our creatine. And there's also store-wide 25% off all apparel. That ends midnight Wednesday, March 4th. But let me just overhead shot and show TV viewers a couple of things right here. KU Medical Center. Creatine shows potential to boost cognition in Alzheimer's patients. Just type in creatine Alzheimer's. Creatine and cognition and aging, a systematic review of evidence in older adults, a major study. HHS Public Access. Effects of creatine supplementation on cognitive function of healthy individuals, a systematic review of randomized controlled trials. And it's not just good for your brain, it's good for your heart, your muscles, everything. Everybody always thinks of it for muscles. Well, what's your heart? But it's every organ, folks, and you got to get the right kind of creatine. We have the best. Here's BBC telling the truth. The bodybuilding supplement that boosts brain power. I mean, my God, I was taking creatine in high school. I could bench press 350 pounds and weighed 180 pounds, squatting 600. My strength just exploded once I got on creatine. But what's it do for your brain? Want bigger gains in your brain? Six facts about creatine and brain health. Get your creatine already discounted and get a free bottle of Irish Sea Moss and or Shilajit until Monday, March 2nd at midnight, and it funds the operation. Take action now at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock. We'll be right back.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.